As someone who didn't even own a pair of running shoes until I was in my 20s, I think I'm well placed to talk about the virtues of taking up running. After a childhood and youth spent, or misspent, avoiding physical activity and sport at all costs, I am now, a decade and a half on, fitter and healthier than ever, and have completed more than 100 races, including 10 marathons. Through my running, I have gained a wonderful sense of independence, greater confidence, discipline and focus, a sanctuary from daily stresses and some great friendships. I can't quite remember what it was that first motivated me to go huffing and puffing my way around the block, but whatever it was, I'm thankful for it now, and that's why I'm so keen to persuade you to do the same. You'll find that no other exercise variety gets results as fast as running. Give it a go, and I promise you three things. Firstly, every muscle from the waist down will become stronger, tighter, and firmer, while excess body fat will be sent marching. Secondly, you'll feel great about yourself. You'll have more energy, you'll feel alert and focused, and you'll experience a real sense of accomplishment as you gradually become fitter and stronger. Finally, you'll find that running is very easy to fit into your life. Unlike that exercise class, you don't have to be somewhere dead on 6 o'clock. Unlike swimming, you don't have to get to the pool before closing time. Unlike tennis or squash, you don't have to rely on someone else to make it happen. You can go for 15 minutes at lunchtime or grab half an hour in the morning. You can hit the city streets or head for the park. All in all, you can make running fit into your life without too much effort. And when you do, you'll be helping yourself not only to a healthier life, but a longer and happier one too. Is that a but I can hear? But I'm too old, overweight, embarrassed, etc. These are worries that people often reveal when they are faced with the prospect of taking up exercise. Well, I can't categorically say to each and every one of you, no, you're not. But I can tell you that I know people who have become runners in their 40s, 50s and 60s and only wish they'd done it sooner. I know people who've gone out running in the streets in bad weather and risked funny looks from passers-by in order to give running a go, and now wouldn't give it up for the world. After all, one of the greatest pleasures in life is overcoming fears and obstacles. There is one warning, though. To reap these benefits, you have to approach running with patience and respect. Try to achieve too much too soon, and you'll end up aching, disillusioned, and possibly even injured. The golden rule is to start slow and progress one step at a time. Some people improve quicker than others too, so don't compare your progress to anyone else's. Now we come to technique. If you remember only one thing about running technique when you're out there, remember to relax. It's impossible to run if you aren't relaxed. Unclench your fists, relax your jaw, keep your shoulders loose. Think up before moving forwards. This helps you stay light on your feet and makes you run tall rather than sinking into the hips. Remember to use your arms. Picture them as pistons propelling you forwards. Keep them bent to roughly 90 degrees. It's particularly important to think about your arms if you hit an incline. Increasing the arm effort will help you get up the hill easier. And what about breathing? Always a good idea, I find. Despite all the weird and wonderful theories about breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, or breathing in time with your footfall, I recommend just getting the oxygen in whatever way feels most comfortable to you. Now, I'm going to give you the details of the Get Running program, This provides an 8-week schedule in which you will be out there in the park.